Well, we got a special guest after a pretty long hiatus here. We got Luke Hubbard from Fox Nagani and the South Shore Fishing Association back in here. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I appreciate it. I know you've been a busy dude, and a lot of events finally wound down, I guess, for the SSFA. How do you think this year went with all the events, the changes in the tournament and the Veterans Day and all that stuff?
You know, everybody we talked to was pretty happy with the events this year. Veterans Day went fantastic. We can start off right with the spring shootout. We had a couple guys on the board, younger guys that jumped in. They ran with that. They did a great job. It was one of the best spring shootouts we've had as far as volume-wise. Right up to Kids Day, we gave, I think it was over 300 fishing poles away to kids that day out at Lake and Land. That went great. Women's and Kids Day, always a great time. That always goes great. Vets Day was, like I say, we had a record number, over 170 vets we took out fishing. It was great. We did make one change after talking to some people for next year. We're going to move the events to Lakeview Arena.
The picnic and the weigh-in and all that?
Yeah, everything. So registration for the veterans will be there. You know, we've been pretty fortunate in Vets Day that we haven't got rained on, knock on wood, or anything yet. Sooner or later, it's going to happen. So this will work great with that. They got tons of room, and financially it actually made more sense for us. So we're looking forward to that. Everything will be there, registration, the dinner, presentations, everything. Plus, there's a lot more parking there compared to where we've been at.
For sure.
And then if we go back to fall tournament, unfortunately, I was out of town for that.
Now, the weather was a little rough.
Weather was bumpy, but, you know, everybody said it was a great event, and they loved having it up at the Upper Harbor, up there at the Pavilion versus down at Lower Harbor. Once again, parking, things like that was much better. They did ask for a couple of food trucks. I thought that was actually a really good idea from a couple of fishermen.
So, for sure.
You know, we're looking into that possibly for next year. But as of right now, we're going to take everything that we did this year and pretty much mirror it for next year as far as weekends, things like that. We don't have exact dates on those. We'll have those by the end of the year here, as well as our spring meeting and things like that. But I think it went pretty smoothly. Todd's done a great job as our president and really, really getting things organized and, you know,
kudos to all you guys on the board and also the, you know, all the committee chairs for each of these events, each of these tournaments and whatnot.
Yeah, each event has its own committee that is a, you know, subcommittee of the actual board, and it's usually got one or two board members on it helping out with it.
Yeah, you guys did a great job. And there's some big news possibly on the horizon. We're going to see.
Possibly. We should be able to finalize this in the next week or so, but we are looking at getting back into fish planting. I have actually volunteered myself to chair up that committee. I'm pretty excited about it. That's something I think we, you know, we talk about giving back and things like that, and that's something we need to do. So Ryan over at TTN, I've been in talks with him. We're looking at doing a joint venture. You know, it might not be huge the first year, but we want to get something possibly like a UP Whitetails type banquet, except for fishing. And, you know, do a fundraiser where dinner and drinks and
all kinds of prizes. And
absolutely. And all the money can go straight to the fish planting.
So all that money is going to go into buying fish to plant.
Correct. Yeah. So we've been working with the DNR and the fisheries. We got another meeting on Tuesday at lunchtime, but basically we're looking at brown trout stocking. They're, you know, probably the best suitable fish for this area right now.
Well, they're flourishing right now, there's no doubt. And they're all coming from Wisconsin.
Yeah, the strains that they're using are doing great. So, you know, let's roll with it. You know, unfortunately, they are one of the more expensive fish, but everybody gets excited when they catch a brown trout.
Yeah, well, they just have a soft spot in my heart. I really love catching browns. When I'm fly fishing in the rivers, they're my favorite. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love a beautiful brook trout, but they're not the smartest fish in the water. You fool a brown trout, you fooled probably the smartest fish underneath the surface.
Yeah, they're a great fish. They're a cool-looking fish. So we're really excited.
They fight hard.
Yeah, I'm personally really excited about this and hope we can put this together and make it work. I know Ryan is. I've spoke with him a few times on it. So, yeah, we're hoping we can make this work and get some fish going in there again.
Man, and I'll tell you, there is a huge, I don't know what it is, but there's a huge difference in the way a brown trout tastes out of Lake Superior specifically versus in the rivers. Because I know a lot of people are like, browns don't taste that good. Well, you're catching them in the river. I agree. I actually totally agree with that. I'd rather eat a brook trout any day of the week. But man, out of Lake Superior, they are excellent.
I actually think the same between Michigan and Superior, though. I mean, I'm fortunate enough to fish Lake Michigan quite a bit down in Wisconsin. And, you know, you eat a brown trout out of there and one out of Lake Superior, That cold water, I think, is just night and day difference.
I think it's probably pretty true for every species of fish.
I agree.
Well, Luke, I'm looking forward to hearing a little bit more about what's going on the water, because I know there's some really good fishing, but it's been rough weather out there. Plus, I want to find out what's going on at Fox Nagana. You guys got a lot of cool things happening there, so can we get you to hang around?
Absolutely.
Board member of the South Shore Fishing Association, Luke Hubbard, as well as Fox Nagana, as I just said. We'll continue with him later this hour, get into some hunting and more fishing talk right here on the Outdoor Show.